Story 16. He picked me up. When I was a toddler, my dad would always pick me up. He had big, strong arms, a broad chest, and massive shoulders that he would use to pick me up. He would pick me up to hug me, to whisper to me, to swing me around, and to play with me. When Dad picked me up, it was like a spiritual event. When he picked me up, I developed a broader vision. I could see more. When he picked me up, I felt bigger, or as big as everyone else. When he picked me up, I could see things as he saw them. It was thrilling when Dad picked me up. As I grew, it became more difficult for Dad to physically pick me up, so he would kneel down to my level. He would look me in the eye and talk to me. He would sit on the floor and play with me. He had a unique ability to communicate with me by getting down to my level. I remember when I got fired from my first job after college, I was hurt and embarrassed. I had to call home and explain to my folks that I had gotten fired from my job. Worst of all, I had to tell them I got fired for stealing. Dad came to the rescue and picked me up. He let me come back home, live in his house, eat his food, use his utilities, etc. I had nowhere to go and was losing my self-esteem. I remember him coaching me and imploring me to get back out there and get a job. He teased me. He shamed me. He did all those things he knew that would get me back in the game. He also told me I had 30 days to get out of the house. Sometimes Dad's picked up with a hard, necessary love. Dad's been gone for many years now, but he still picks me up. He picks me up when I hear him telling me to hustle when I jog each day. He picks me up when I let my hurt feelings hold me back. I hear his teasing. I feel his push. The old words of Dad still echo in my head. He has become even wiser in death. He still picks me up.